think just for a few moments this morning about Candlemas and about Jesus being a light. Candlemas is a really interesting festival. It happens 40 days after Christmas. So 40 days after Christmas, Jesus is presented in the temple and Mary is purified. Remember, we had this old business of a woman was unclean and she should give birth. And then she went along for purification. In this one, we had the church and the women, which is past now, thank goodness, but we used to have it. It used to be quite common. It comes from Leviticus, this command that after 40 days, the mother of the child went to the temple to cleanse, and an offering was made for the child. Of course, if it was a girl, it was 80 days. Because girls made you more unclean than boys did. And you have this incredible situation where Jesus giving birth to that Mary giving birth to the Messiah, Jesus made her unclean. It's quite bizarre. And so you have this wonderful newness coming with Jesus, where the old is washed away, the old laws of Leviticus, and Jesus comes as a light to the world. As if God switches on a new light in the world. And the old has passed away, and the new has come. And therefore we light the candle, and we remember Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And that's what Candlemas is all about. And sometimes, this festival in the church year, we've given everybody a candle, and we've given people a little prayer card. And we said, take the candle home, light it, and say a prayer. Well, today, I've given you a picture. And we're going to think, I want you to take this home and think about this picture. Because that's what we're going to do in a few moments now. In, 25 years or something of ministry, I've never preached on this picture. Never spoken about it. So this is a first. I have talked about William Holden Hunt, who painted it, because he also painted a very famous picture called The Scapegoat. It's a picture of a goat in a desert. He was a pre-Raphaelite painter. Now, those of you who are really clever about these things, if I make a mistake now, you tell me. But one of the things about the pre-Raphaelites was that they were into detail, yeah? They loved detail. And so William Holden Hunt, he used to go out to Palestine and paint out there so that he could really get the details right. Before he painted the scapegoat, he went and talked to all the Jewish teachers and studied the Talmud so he'd understand and know about the Jewish ways. And it said that he started this painting when he was quite young, about 21, and he finished it to about 27. And one of the reasons he didn't finish it was he couldn't get the... Can you see the light behind Jesus? Not the halo, but the light in the sky. That's at the dawn rising. He said he couldn't get that dawn rising until he'd been to Bethlehem and seen it for himself. He wanted, that was the kind of person that he was. And so he used to use models. Apparently he used a lady as a model for Jesus' hair. Because you see, Jesus got blonde hair. That's not right, is it? But of course, that's... If we were in India, Jesus would look Indian. If we went to Japan, Jesus looks Japanese. We paint Jesus in the way that we see him. And of course, that's what they did. And so they came to Jesus with blonde hair, because that's how they thought that Jesus might look. But of course, the attention to detail is incredible. I want you to look at this picture. Probably no one's going to get this first question. But I'm going to ask you just in case. And you might know it from having looked at the picture before today. Can you see an animal in the picture? Can you see an animal? This is a family service, so we do this because we send the children out.
They
might know, yeah. Can you see the animal in the picture? Can anyone see the animal? There is an animal. I think I'm right to say it's a mammal. Aha. The feet. No, it's not the feet. Sorry? I'll tell you where the animal is. No one knows. No. Well, until I've studied this picture to do the talk for you guys today, I wouldn't have done it either. And I had to really study it carefully. If you followed up from Jesus' hand, you can see Jesus' hand on the door. If you follow up You can see the wood going up, and then just to the right, there's a little bat. There's a little bat. There is a little bat. It's got just about makeup. I painted this on my very finest printer to try and get the detail out. If you don't believe me, go over and look it up on the internet. And you can blow it up really big. There's a little bat. Why do you think it's a cockroach? Why do you think there's a little bat in the picture? Sorry, Jim. To represent darkness, that's right, to represent darkness. Holden Holden said, darkness and ignorance. Darkness and ignorance. Look, when someone paints a painting, I remember I'm a curate when I was a teenager, and he used to paint pictures in the church all the time, and I used to go and I used to say to him, Sir David, the end of the bishop actually, did David, what does that mean? And he'd say, what do you think? And I'd say, well, it looks like an elephant. Ooh, it could be an elephant. And I'd say, what really is it? What did you paint? He'd say, it's not about what I paint, it's about what you see. Ah. So painters, they put stuff into paintings, and really it's as much about what we make of it as what they intended. So we can look at this picture and learn quite a lot from it just by meditating it on it ourselves. But Holden Hunt wanted to give this idea of that there was sin and ignorance around, and unbelief, and darkness. And yet in the midst of that, there's also light. And one of the lights that you can see is the dawn, which is coming up there, which, as I say, went to Bethlehem to paint. Can you see the other light? The light that Jesus is carrying. And the verse of scripture which stimulated Holden Hunt to paint this picture was Revelation chapter 3. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and will dine with him and he with me. And he also said, he thought about the verse where it talks about the lamp being a light onto my path. The light of God being a light for our path. And this is Jesus carrying the light. Jesus being the light of the world. And the picture's called Jesus the light of the world. So when it's the fear and the darkness that's all around us, Jesus is the light. And can you see on the top of the light? If you've got the internet at home, you can go home and blow all this up. You can see it in more detail. But on that light, can anyone see what's on the top of it? What? Holes, but they are holes. You're absolutely right, Peter. But the shape of them. Stars. Yeah, the stars and moons and crescents. And what he was trying to say with that's like the totality of all that there is. And Jesus is Lord of everything. And, you know, stars, moons and crescents, that has a wide meaning. And then, of course, do you see the robe that Jesus has? What would the robe mean? The robe? Sorry? Well, it's meant to be the seamless robe of Christ. It's like priestly. Jesus is sort of priestly. If you look at the... He's got the cloak on. I don't know if you can make it out, really, but in the middle, there's Urim and Thummim and a little cross in the middle. And it's to symbolise... The cross is bringing everything together. All of Judaism and all that's previously been. Can you see what's on Jesus' head? A crown of thorns. It's actually a gold crown and a crown of thorns. He's wearing two crowns. Jesus got the crown of, you know, of glory, the gold cross. And he's also got a crown of thorns. But the thorns, if you're able to go and see it, they're blossoming. It's quite wonderful. You can go and see this picture. He painted it three times. The first one he painted is in Keble College in Oxford. You can go into Keble College, and the thing to do is walk quite quickly with a purse, and then they don't stop you. You walk in and say, "Can I go into the college?" They say no. Or if it is not, say, "I want to go and pray in a chapel." But they don't like saying you can't go and pray in the chapel. Go to the chapel, go into the side chapel, and you press a little button, and a light comes on and illuminates the painting. And you can see it. It's worth seeing. That's the first one he painted. There's others as well. There's two others that he painted. And the Dove World Tour. It's one of the most popular paintings ever painted. This incredible. Because of all the stuff they think is happening. Now, let's look. I can't go on morning. Let's look at the door. What can we notice about the door? It's speaking out loud.
No handle.
No handle. Well, that's an important point. It's got no handle. It's closed. Everyone tends to agree it's closed. What do we see growing against the door? Kind of weeds. Neglect. That's the kind of thing that Holland once wanted to get across. The idea that this is the door to our souls. You know, behold, I stand at the door and knock. This is the door to our souls. And what Holland wants to say is sometimes, you know, our souls are cut off from God. But this door hasn't been opened. That's why the weeds are growing into the door. The hinges are rusty. And he's saying sometimes we neglect to open our hearts to God. And what Holland Hunt wanted to do by leaving the handle on the barrier notice was say, look, Jesus is knocking on the door and he wants you to open it. He wants you to say, come on, I've had enough of this neglect. Open the door to Christ and let him into our lives. And that's one of the really important messages of the picture. That Christ is the light of the world, but it's no good keeping him on the outside. Let Christ into our lives and enjoy all that he has to offer. Amen.